Lord willing, to be the last week, we'll say Matthew chapter 7. Lord willing, next week we'll go on into chapter 8. Chapter 7, and read with me verses 21 through 29. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which had built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. As we said last week, we, in considering this passage of Scripture, we must keep in mind the context that has been before us throughout this whole sermon. That which he has been proclaiming to his disciples and to the multitude that were gathered thereby. And that is that of a righteousness that must exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, of which he called hypocrites. Why did he call them hypocrites? Because they taught the word, they taught the law, but did not that which they taught. It is a way that is not within the natural man to do himself. It takes being born from above. And he tells them that the gate is narrow, and the way is piercing. It demands a striving from the heart to be obedient to the commands of God. And so he said last week, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And oh, they professed all their mighty works that they had done in the name of Jesus. But see, that's what they were trusting in. They were trusting in their works. So last week's message was titled, Is Your Profession Real? Last week's message and this week's message are two messages that, to us that profess Christ, that are here. We ought to take it to heart. We ought to listen to what is being told us. Last week, is your profession real? And the message this week is a continuation of last week's, but we have titled this one, and dividing it up into two messages, we have titled this one, Is Your House Built Upon the Rock? Yeah. You profess the Lord Jesus Christ, but do you do His sayings? Are you obedient to His sayings? So, as we look at the remaining scriptures before us this morning, beginning with verse 24, we want to look at the comparison. The comparison which we have in verses 24 through 27. We have here a comparison between those who profess, and their profession is true. It is real. And it is real as is manifested by doing as well as hearing the Word of God. And then we have the comparison of those whose profession is not real. It's a false profession. And it's manifested that it's not real by the fact that they hear, but they don't do. They hear, but they don't do. There's no striving from within their heart to do that which they hear, to do that which they have professed. But praise God, there are some who not only hear, but are obedient to that which they hear. They are obedient to the Word of God. In the book of Luke, in chapter 11 and verse 28, Jesus said, "Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the Word of God and keep it." In John chapter 8 and verse 51, talking about his father, and they said, "We have Abraham to be our father." And he said in verse 51 of John chapter 8, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." That is a spiritual death. That is a separation from God. And according to verses 13 and 14 of our text, those some who hear and do are comparatively few. You see, he said, many that go in at the wide gate, but few there be that find that narrow gate and the piercing way. Sadly, there are those who hear Christ's words, but do them not. They rest in the fact that they go to church. They hear the word. They maybe even know it before I was saved. I could have told you about the way of salvation. I could have told you Baptist doctrine. But it had no effect upon my life and upon the life that I lived. Jesus said in John chapter 8, and again, reminding you that it talked about his father and their father, Abraham, and He said in verse 37 of that 8th chapter, he said, ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. And these were Jews that said they believed. If you look at that 8th chapter of John, it says those which believed on him, he had this discourse with them. They didn't really believe. Their profession was false. It was fake. In verse 39, he said, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. What work of Abraham was he talking about? You're talking about the works that Abraham did, which manifested the faith that he had in God. And that faith was counted to him for righteousness. And he lived a righteous life. Strove to live a righteous life before God. And so in verse 41 of chapter 8 of John, Jesus said, told them, ye do the deeds of your father. And then a few verses later he says, ye are the children of the devil. There's two kinds of hearers represented by their true characters. The one was a wise builder and built upon a rock. And his house stood. It stood in the midst of the storm. It stood amidst the storm. But the other one was foolish and built upon the sand. And his house fell, and our text says, and great was the fall of all. Listen, every sinner that falls into the pearly gates of hell. And they're not pearly, but great is his fall. And I think of many, many have heard the word preached, have had the word witnessed to them. And they reject the word. And they go out into eternity. Dying that spiritual death, that eternal separation from God into the lake of fire. Great is the fall of that one. In a general way, these two, it teaches us that the only surety for our souls is that we are not only hearers, but doers of the word. So the Holy Spirit tells us in the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 22, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You see, if your faith doesn't work, you're deceiving yourself. This is what Jesus has been teaching. He's been teaching his disciples all through this sermon. He's been teaching them the difference between that which is real and the imposters, the hypocrite. Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case, no wise, enter the kingdom of heaven. You see, this is a sure test of whether our foundation is sure. Whether it's on that rock. We are to be guided by the principle of love. That's what the commandments of God are summed up as. One word. Love. Charity. Love towards God. Love towards your fellow man. Love to the Father. And love to man. The individual parts of this teaching teach us many good lessons. Many good lessons. It teaches us that every one of us are building a life. We're building a house. Is that life being built upon a sure foundation? A life and a good hope which cannot be shaken with the storms of life? Oh, that doesn't mean that the storms won't come and that won't shake and won't teeter a little bit and be tossed a little bit, but it continues to stand. It continues to stand through the midst of the storms, through the midst of those trials and those persecutions that we may endure. Peter, by the Holy Spirit, told us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. What was he talking about? Well, you got to read the verses preceding to that. He said, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance brotherly kindness. I think I'm forgetting one there. And to brotherly kindness, charity. He said, those that aren't doing that, they're blind and can't see afar off. He said, therefore, make your calling and election sure. How do you make your calling and election sure? Do you see being added to your faith, virtue, and knowledge? And temperance, brotherly kindness, and charity. Do you see you growing in those things? And you notice that all those things produce love, charity.